Mexico City is the latest major metropolitan area to impose restrictions on Airbnb. The move comes amid soaring housing prices in Mexico's capital. Emily Green reports.
There's a reason foreigners flock to Mexico City. It has balmy 70-degree weather year-round. There are tons of trees and terrific food and culture. Plus, it's relatively inexpensive, at least compared to cities like New York and Los Angeles.
De la pandemia empezó a haber mucho turista, muchas nómadas que le llaman, pero ya se quedaron a vivir.
After the pandemic, we started to see a lot of tourism, digital nomads, and they came to stay, says Marisela Yaso Lopez, a retired school teacher. She's lived in the same two-bedroom apartment for 40 years in the rapidly gentrifying neighborhood known as Roma, made famous by the Alfonso Cuarón film by the same name, which was streamed around the world.
Porque eran farmacia o arreglaban bicicletas, ahora es puro restaurante de lujo o habitaciones de lujo.
Pharmacies and bicycle repair shops were replaced by high-end restaurants and apartments catering to foreigners, she says. Then, earlier this year, her landlord told her that she had until the end of the year to leave her apartment or pay $500,000. In this environment of rapid gentrification, Airbnb has become a focal point of anger.
The effects of Airbnb in Mexico City are quite toxic.
Federico Taboada is director of Mexico City's Planning Institute and one of the architects of new Airbnb legislation. It restricts Airbnb units from being rented more than 180 nights a year.
Because of Airbnb and other facts, around 100,000 people leave the city because they can't afford to pay rent.
Airbnb declined to give an interview for this story, but in a statement, it called the new law, quote, an unjustified measure, and said that it reduces options for people living in the city.
The truth is that staying in an Airbnb shares tourism with the rest of the city.
Sean Cazares represents companies that manage Airbnb and other short-term rentals in Mexico City. The number of Airbnb listings has grown 35% since right before the pandemic, according to AirDNA, which analyzes short-term rentals.
You're actually going out in the community. You're going to the local restaurants. You're using the local laundry.
The highest concentration of Airbnbs in Mexico City are in two neighborhoods, Roma and neighboring Condesa, where it's almost as common to hear English as it is Spanish.
I love it. The weather, the people, also the cuisine.
Christian de Patron moved from Europe to Mexico City 4 months ago on a modeling contract. And like many foreigners, he rented an Airbnb in Condesa. Prices in this neighborhood have nearly doubled since 2020, according to analysts.
I was paying maybe $1,400 for a month. One bedroom, I was in a shared accommodation with 10 other people.
$1,400 a person with 10 other people?
It was an online working space, so there was a lot of digital nomads living there. The price was really extortionate.
Especially when you consider that $1,400 is more than the monthly average salary for Mexicans living in the capital. Still, several housing analysts interviewed by NPR say restricting Airbnb won't bring down prices, at least not by itself. Even Taboada, head of Mexico City's Planning Institute, says Airbnb is just one factor in the crisis. The biggest factor, he says, is the lack of new housing.
As a society, we demand around 80,000 units per year, but we only produce 6,000.
He's trying to change that. But it's too late for Marisela Yaso Lopez. She moved out of her apartment of 40 years earlier this month under threat of eviction.
Somos muchos desalojados. No hay espacio para todos.
So many of us have been evicted. There's not space for everyone, she says. Around the corner from her old apartment, new luxury buildings are going up. Housing for those that can afford it. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.